Hey Nissen, Wednesday the 28th of March, Rabbi Shlomo Fahy, Avodas Leil HaSeder.
I'd like to start with the Yisoid V'Shirish HaAvodah. Gives us a tremendous haschola and insight into the beginning of the topic for today. I'm going to read as follows. Lochein ro'oi lahavinom kol sipu ha'agoda aloshon la'az. Therefore, I'm bringing you in the middle of a sentence here. Since this is true, ro'oi lahavinom kol sipu ha'agoda aloshon la'az, it's important and it behooves us to make them understand the entire story of the Haggadah in the Lashon, in the language of the day, the tongue of the day, whether it's English or Yiddish or whatever it was for the people, Ladino, for whatever country they were from. Lefarsim, Lehem, Goyedel HaNisim, Gvuris, Minifloy Shal, Bayreinu Yisboch Shem Yisala. To be able to mefarsim to each person and to all of the children and to the family, the greatness of the Nisim and the Gvuris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not enough, he continues to say, to tell them, Klol Yis HaNisim, Mashakosu V'Hagadah. What it says in the Haggadah is not enough. It's only the beginning, it's only the Rosh HaTevos. Rak Lefaret Ulevar Be'er Heitiv Kol Nes V'Nes Alpi Mashinim Tzakosu V'Hagamoro U'Midroshim B'Shar Sforim. And this I always thought was very interesting. V'Ro'i L'Chol Yodei HaSefer, and it behooves, again, every person who knows anything, they have any higher knowledge. Mikoydim Pesach L'Chapes V'Chol HaSforim B'Dukin Shiva'ayin. A person has to look in, you know, with a tremendous, very, very, very carefully. You have to be able to go out and prepare, open up the Sforim, look at the Midrashim, get the things ready to be able to explain. In order to be magdil in their eyes, the Nes. Now, that sounds like a very straightforward thing, but the truth is, it's not really. It's not, because he's describing for us exactly what the job is to speak about at the Seder. And he does not mention shtiklach Torah or vertlach. He describes very, very clearly that the job is to be magdil be'eineyem hanes, to speak about the gvuras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the various elements of the protim of all of the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Biz and Sof, all the way until Kriyas Yamsuf, and so on and so forth, in order to be able to bring that out in the eyes of his children, the eyes of his family. Now he continues and he quotes the Zohar. And he says as follows, and this is an unbelievable thing to think about when you're getting ready for the Seder, because it really puts it in perspective and it sharpens the focus of a person. He says as follows, Bei Shaita, in that time, Kanish, Kutsha Brichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers in at the time of the Seder. L'chol Pamal Yudilei gathers in the entire upper heavenly court. V'amalei, and he says to all of his malachim, and all the seraphim, and the chayas, V'lefanei HaKadosh, what does he say to them? He says, Zilu Ushma'u, come listen. Sipura D'Shivcha Dili, come listen to the stories, to the shevach of myself, to come ishtoi bonai, that my children are getting are dealing with, v'chadun bipukani, and they are rejoicing in my salvation. Now listen to the following line. After he gathers in the malachim, now what a beautiful thing. Think about the fact that you're speaking over, not just saying it to your children, but to the entire Pamal Yishol Malo. And perhaps that's, in effect, part of the reason why the Gemara says that even if he doesn't have children, even if he doesn't have a wife, if he doesn't have a Talmud Chacham for a Chaver, he's still mechuyev to say over CPCS Mitzrayim to himself. First of all, to have the Hashpah on himself, but also because of the entire heavenly court is sitting there and watching and listening. And listen to this idea. He says, and then they begin to express praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call inu nisin avurin the oidan le'al ama kadisha, and they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks. They thank Hashem. They give him shevach voida on the fact that he created a Jewish nation. The malachim are giving him thanks for us. That the Jews are able to, the Yidden are able to have this great simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen, I'm not sure what this means. But kaviyochel, this gives koyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that there's koyach that's lacking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't believe in any such thing. But mistama, on some level, the idea of this gvura and koyach that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to be able to do acts of gvura in a way that he was not able to previously because of the things that we say on that night. And perhaps one can understand that the Lel Shimurim is because of this great outpouring of Shevach Vohedah, which results in the Malachim saying Shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then in turn results in this Noisnim Koyach La'adoinam Kaviyachol, we give Koyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll see exactly what that means Be'ezer Hashem as we move on. Now I want to bring to your attention things which I'm sure you've thought of. It's a chashuv ha'olam over here. I'm sure you've thought of, but perhaps in the way that we present them today, it might be somewhat of an extra chiddush and something which is of great relevance for the night of the Seder. Everybody knows that the night of the Seder is a night that is full of stiras. We begin the night of the Seder, we have a cup of wine, and we have another cup of wine, and all of these things, whether it's the extra kosis or the haseba, they're meant to convey to a person the concept of malchus. They're meant to convey to a person the ideas and the celebration of the fact that we are being free. And yet, on the same night, we are also experiencing all of the elements which speak about the slavery and the servitude and the pain of Mitzrayim. At the same time that we're having cups of wine, that those cups of wine are representing freedom, those cups of wine are supposed to, halacha, be read to also remind you of the blood. Madna. That you can have something which is going both ways. The matzah itself is called the height of stiris. The matzah itself is nama demeh nusa. It's the bread of great faith. It's the bread of lechem oini. It's also lechem chipazoin. It is at once both a symbolism for freedom and a symbolism for slavery. Now the simple pshat is, of course, in order to be able to experience and understand and appreciate freedom, you have to be able to contemplate what we didn't have, and that's slavery. And mistama, in the same way we find every single morning we make the brachas, in the morning of Birchas HaShachar, they're all expressed in the negative, right? Zoykev kefufim, pokei achdivrim, because you would not appreciate having sight, being able to stand, unless you could contemplate not having it. So therefore the brachas expressed in that way. But I think what's happening over here is something which is much, much deeper. So let's take a look at this idea, and hopefully this and many other kashas will get answered. My Rebbe always used to point out that every single Yom Tov can be identified by the nature of the name of that Yom Tov. The nature of Purim is defined by the name Purim, because it itself implies that there was a havamina that this was done by a lottery. There's a havamina that this was chance. The essence of Purim is la'afuke, the concept of chance. That's what it is. Oy bazoy, we come to the different Yom Tov, and then we see that concept playing out. But when you get to Pesach, Pesach is a little bit modna. Because Pesach literally means jumped. That's the name that identifies the Yom Tov, which describes Chayrus, which elucidates Hashgacha. That's the name you wanted to use for Pesach. Jumped. It's crazy. So my Rebbe used to say something which is amazing. That essentially we all often forget. The concept of Pesach actually predates the jumping. The Yidden brought the Korban Pesach. They took the blood and they put it on the Pesachim. They put it on the doorways of their homes. And it was called the Korban Pesach. Why is it called the Korban Pesach? We say in the Haggadah, Al Shem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poseach. He jumped over the Jewish homes. But they called it the Korban Pesach before any such jumping had been done. Essentially, the concept of Pesach represents this idea of a tremendous level of emunah. If you know that Makas Bechiris is about to break out, a massive plague is about to hit Egypt, the likes of which it has never seen before and will never see again, and you're a Bechor, are the last perhaps possible moments that you think you might be alive to be spent running around, going about, making a Korban Pesach? The Yidden needed a tremendous level of emunah to be able to even be Isaac in that, knowing what was going to come in just a few short hours. And yet, Korban Pesach, they speak about jumping, and we'll see exactly what that means. So astira, actually, the concept of having astira between freedom and slavery actually extends even beyond that. The Medrash in Eicha says, Hisbiyani b'meroirim zeyom tov harishon shel Pesach. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfied us with bitter herbs or with bitter things. That's Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. Hirvani lana, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu satiated me with wormwood, with this lana, mash is biyani b'lel Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masbiyah me on the first night of Pesach, b'lel Tisha B'Av lana. What does it come to tell you? Havi leil yom tov harishon shel Pesach, hu leil Tisha B'Av. The Medrash says that there seems to be a correlation between the night of Pesach and the night of Tisha B'Av. The night of Pesach always falls out on the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av, and therefore his biyani b'meroirim hirvani lana. What connection is there b'chlal between these two yom tovim? First of all, it's a mudnik connection anyway, because it's not a real connection of a day. It's just the day of the week. It doesn't have the symbolism of the day of the month, such a, so to speak, on that same day. And yet the Medrash is telling us that if it falls on a Sunday, Lamashul, then that will be on a Sunday. If it falls on a Monday, it will be on a Monday, etc. There are certain days it can't fall out on, but etc., etc. There's a connection between these 2 days. And not just a connection. Masha Hisbiyani, B'lel Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, Masha Hisbiyani, B'lel Tisha B'Av lano. What? The Rama even goes to say this idea finds its way into the halacha, into our minhagim, and he says that the din of eating the beitzah on the night of the Karban Pesach is totally specifically on this din because of this correlation between the night of Pesach and the night of Tisha B'Av. Essentially, we eat the egg. We eat this egg to be able to commemorate, to give us a zeichel l'churban. Now, this is a modern thing because on Yom Tov, even on Chol HaMoed, there are halachas which prevent us from even engaging in any level of avelos. And if that's true, why is it? Why would we be bringing this concept of avelos, this concept of moror, into our night of freedom? It's not that we don't understand it, but they should be kept separate. They should be kept separate. In fact, it's a magna thing. There's even a halacha that you're not ma'arav one simcha and another simcha, because it takes away from the simcha. You're going to be ma'arav avelos in the simcha? It's crazy. So the Teretz essentially begins to unfold in understanding the concept of what Pesach is. Pesach, the Yom Tov of Pesach, the celebration is not kaviyachol for getting out of Mitzrayim. In fact, when Paroi gets asked by Moshe to leave Egypt, he never just says, "Let my people go." The concept of freedom in and of itself was never the value here. What does he say? It's always Shalaches Ami Vayavduni. The Cherus itself was being identified of Al Tikre, Chorus Al Haluchos Elo Cherus. I want to move you from a place of slavery, but from where? What is freedom? Not a lack of slavery. Then what happens if you do not serve Paroi? You continue to be a slave because you become a slave to yourself, to your own desires, to the rots of people around you, to expectations, to Parnasa. The only experience of Chorus, of Cherus, is Chorus al Aluches. Pesach's celebration is not freedom from slavery. It is becoming and having the unconditional reality of being an Am HaNivchar. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now the Metzias of Pesach and the Metzias of being this Am HaNivchar carries with it great, on one side, privileges, on one side, tremendous nisim, but on the other side, tremendous hanhagonisis in the other way. When Haman comes home and he tells them that there's this guy, they don't even know who he is, that he's falling in front of Zeresh, asks him one question. Im mizera ha-Yehudim. Even though yesterday you were trampling all over him, even though yesterday you were going to kill him, you had his head, literally his neck was in a noose. If you started to fall, even at Shemetz and Iota, you let him on a horse, forget about it. Nofoil Tipoil Lefonov. Klal Yisrael does not do vanilla. It is either a tremendous hanogonesis of being like the Koychove Ashomayim, or it is going to be like the dust on the face of the earth. We are either going to be elevated beyond anyone's reach, or we're going to be trampled underneath everybody's soul. That's the mitzias of being the Alma Nivcha. So essentially, when we speak about eating matzah and having that matzah represent both the lechem oini and the bread of chayrus, the lechem chipazon, we're not talking about one or the other. We're talking about both. When you raise your glass, the glass celebrates being a melech, being free, and at the same time, that cup is filled with the wine specifically that is red. And la halacha, if it's white, better to color it red, because that way you'll be able to remember the blood while you're toasting with a cup of wine. That is what we're doing on the night of Pesach. And there's an amazing idea that comes out of this. Maise, b'Rabbi Elazar, b'Rabbi Yeshua, we come straight into the Haggadah, and you think that what we're going to do with the Haggadah is talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? No. We're going to tell you a story about five Tanoim that we're hanging out, you know, doing the Seder together. Fantastic, I would love to be at that Seder, right? Yeah? And they're sitting around, and they're being Oisik and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oisa Alayla. Until the Talmidim came and they said, Rabbi Seinu, he gives my creation of Shal Shachris. So the message of the story is, you see that they were talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night. And that's the Hariz and the Shuvach of Kol Amar V'Lizad Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I think that we're being taught something else here also. Rabbi Seinu, he gives my creation of Shal Shachris. No, so, they have to stop? What have to stop for? Let them carry on. And they'll say Shema before the end of this man. So maybe Pshat in the Yigiyas Zman Kriyas Shema Shachris is, they went through the first man and they were already almost going to miss Kriyas Shema on the other side. But that's not what it says. It says, Kol Oysoi Halayla. Stay nished. What the Haggadah is telling you, I think, is, I just think Chiddush, but I think this is the Pshat. The Haggadah is telling us something very, very specific. The entire Matara of being Oysek and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, of recounting the Nisim, is not so that we rejoice and we celebrate and we're excited about being free, but that reminds us of the godless and the gvuris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it instills within us this tremendous, this deep emunah that will allow us as a nation to continue with our emunah. Comes along the Talmidim and they tell them, you're in the middle of being Isaac and Haggadah, Higiyaz Man Kriyas Rasha Shachris. If in the very first instance that they could have been Makdashim Shamayim, they could have been Mekabel on themselves, Oil Malchus Shamayim, they would have delayed Kriyas Shema, it would have been a Reisa in their Gantse Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kol Isa Alayla. So they stop smack in the middle in the second that Kriyas Shema becomes available. And then Makabal Malchus Shamayim. Because that was the point. Think about our Siddurim. Is this what our Siddurim is accomplishing? Are our children looking at themselves? Are we looking at ourselves at the end of a night of Pesach and saying, wow, how lucky are we to have been born on this night as a nation, to have been given this Maleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh as a national identity. That's what happens here. We are taken out from being slaves to Paroi, and we become slaves, so to speak, Avodim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. We find in the Haggadah that Rabbi Gamliel says that a person who doesn't say any of these three things, he wasn't Yoytze his Chayv. Pesach, Matzah, Umor. Rav Shlomo Kluge asked the Kasha. It's not in order. What comes first? The matzah or the morah? First we win Mitzrayim, then we have the matzah. What's Pesach matzah morah? Pesach morah matzah, Davzayim. So there's a bunch of teretz into this kasha. But I saw a fantastic teretz. In various places we learn about three distinct aspects that were created during Sheishes Yimei Bereishis. We learn about the stick, the makalva of Moshe Rabbeinu. that was created during Sheshet Yemei Bereishis. We learn about the fact that Lel Shimurim was created in Sheshet Yemei Bereishis. And we learn about the Yam Suf, right? And the Yam goes back le'esonoi zogin chazal le'tnoi harishoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tenai with it in Ma'aseh Bereishis that it should split for Klal Yisrael. What that means is the beginning of the Geula, i.e. the staff that Moshe Rabbeinu uses to bring the entire story about through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The end of the Geula, which is Kriyas Yamsuf, and the middle of the Geula, the Lel Shimurim, the height of Makas Bechoris, every aspect of the Geula was prepared from Sheshes Yemei Bereishis. So which happened first, the slavery or the freedom? The freedom happened first. Now it's not just a clever vort on the to answer up the kasher of Shlomo Kluger. It tells us an amazing message when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refuah lamakah. Why is he being makdim refuah lamakah? The Teretz says, because the makah in this bria for Klal Yisrael is never the matara kishul atzma. The entire purpose of a makah is only to get a person to a further level of refuah. So therefore, the refuah has to come before the makah, because otherwise it would indicate as if it was a response to something that had an inherent value, and it does not. When we sit there with our matzis, with our meroirim, and we have both a negative and a positive effect, and we understand that that's the metzias of being the aman ivchar, then we also realize with tremendous hakoras hatoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that there will be makas. And he understands that the nature of human beings is not always to treasure and to live their lives like the greatest thing and the greatest matana that we have is our Yiddishkeit. That's not always present. And there's a problem with that. We know that when Am Yisrael is not who they need to be, the nations of the world remind us of it. That when we forget what it means to be a Yid, they give us a yellow star that says Yid on it, and they make us wear it. They identify us as Jews if we are not willing to identify ourselves as such. Part of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses, so to speak, that uses them as a vehicle to keep us on track. But I think there's something deeper here as well. The Medrash says that if the Goyim would have known what the Beis HaMikdash brought them, they would have surrounded it with soldiers and not allowed it to be burnt down. You know where that comes from? I don't think that's a knowledge thing. Every being in creation has one thing about them in common. And that is the natural desire, the natural instinct to survive. The nations of the world understand on a molecular level, they understand that the world cannot exist on Yidden. And if a Jew stops being a Jew, then it's game over for a Pakistani and a Muslim and a Chinese guy and anyone. Inbuilt, their level of self-preservation, the desire to live, forces them to force us to be Yidden. Because they need us, the world needs us to be that thing. And on a Yoyma Shishi, the world, Chukei Shamayim V'aretz Lisamti. But how precious and how beautiful is that thing? That our mission and our job and our purpose is so strong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow us to fail. If we like it or not, in Be'af U'Bechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us that we'll make it through the other side. Either benachas or ani ma'amid olei melech shekzei roisav, I'll put on them a king. I'll make sure. Do you understand what that means? We could all be the janitor and go home early and take off a day here and there. But who doesn't want to be the CEO? Who doesn't want to be given the raise? Who doesn't want to be given the achrayas? That's what this night is about. Recognizing that the purpose of Klal Yisrael and its connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu is so strong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi shaliach, ani hu v'loi acher. Hashem doesn't command nature to take care of us in Egypt, or malachim to take care of us in Egypt. Mitzayin kid, you find out that someone's getting beat up on Golders Green Road, you call the police, but if it's your kid that's getting beat up on Golders Green Road, you run with a baseball bat. Ani hu v'loi acher. This is who we are. This is what has to come across on the night of the Seder. The kids need to feel this. We need to feel this. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, that Klal Yisrael, that the Yeshiva Bachrim were able to sing this on their way to a gas chamber. That if a Jew was given the option of being in the chamber or to be the Nazi shutting the door behind him, Yimach Shemam, then and now we would choose to be the ones inside and not the one closing the door. Our values are much more important to us than even our lives. And yes, that means that we celebrate even the Avdus and the Merirus. It gives us a tremendous insight then into what we mean when we say the normal pshat you think when you say this is this has stood our parents in good stead, that all these times they're always trying to destroy us. So Namal, you read this idea and what do you think? Baruch Hashem, that's the idea. They try and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. Yay! That's the Vihisha Amda. Name. Vihisha Amda. You know what stood us in good stead? That whenever we mess up, b'chol dor v'dor, we get clap. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hezechayim matzileinu miyodom, not from their hand, by their hand. By their hand. What a position we hold in this Bria. Now you understand. His biyani b'meroirim. That gufa of Mashi, his biyani b'lel yom tov harishon shel Pesach. This specifically that we got on the night of Pesach, where we eat more, where we remember the story of Mitzrayim, where we celebrate freedom. It and of itself is the hirvani lano. It is the flip side of that story. It is the insurance of the endurance of Klal Yisrael. And yes, we'll celebrate it. That's why it comes out on the same night. And that's why, essentially, once we know that there's this connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av, we begin to understand the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says in Brachos, Perek Beis, the Yerushalmi says, "Dibiyoyim diisyalid," on the day of Tisha B'Av, on the day of the Tisha B'Av, Ichru Beis Mukdasha, on the day of Tisha B'Av is the day that Moshiach is born. The concept of Moshiach, and the concept of Golos, and the concept of Geula, they are all inextricably linked, because they are flip sides of the same coin. Golos and Geula both share the two-letter root of Gal, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening our eyes. Galenai ve'abito neflos, open my eyes, let me see. So in the story of Mitzrayim, and when we act properly, the Galenai, the opening up of the eyes of the Gal, is the opening of Geula. And when we won't, and when we're shutting our eyes tight, Hashem literally pulls open our eyes and makes us witness the amazing truth that is the fact that we cannot fail. We will not be allowed to do so. So I will end with an entreaty. And I know that in yeshivas and in schools, they make this mistake. But think about the fact that the Pamalia Shel Mala is sitting there listening to your Seder. And the shvachis that are coming out, and the feelings that the Seder is supposed to generate, is what we've mentioned today. Please, dispense with the Lom de Shevertlach. That's not the avoida for the night. The next day you could say all of those ideas. The random gematrias that don't mean anything. I mean, they're lovely, they're divrei Torah, chas v'shalom, I don't mean that they're not inherently valuable. It's a chelik of Torah. But the gematrias, which are not about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, they don't have a place at your Seder table. It's about the night, it's about the gvuris, it's about the gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A random vort about a random topic, it has no place. It's not the Avoida. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, you mevatlin Talmud Torah to go listen to Mikra Megillah. You don't think you mevatlin Talmud Torah to Mekai and the Mitzvah Doiraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is also Talmud Torah? Dispense with those ideas. come to the table prepared, ready to be able to convey the message of the ages to yourself, to your wife, to your children, v'chohanil v'me'elov. And I always said that that is what we mean when we talk about the sun, the Russia. And when we talk about the Russia, we say, lochem v'loy loy. And it's very interesting. The guy asks you a question. Why don't you talk to him? Why don't you say, lochem v'loy lecha? Li v'loy lecha? Ilu ha'yisa sham, loy ha'yisa nigo. And the teretz is, the night of the Seder is so important for chinuch, that that's not even the night that you choose to fight with the Russia kid. You speak as if you're speaking to a third person. You figure out a shprach with him on that night. You put aside any family machlekes, and you set aside all of the narishkayin, and you figure out the way of being able to communicate. Leave loy loy. Not you. Ziskite. Roshale. Come, let me give you a hug. I need to tell you about something that happened to our family so many thousands of years ago. And Be'ezer Hashem, if a person puts in the effort and his kavanas are lishma, his seder will be l'nachas ruach, will be a tremendous nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will be noisin koyach la'adoinam. It will allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to do gvuros now like he did then because of our emunah in him, which allows Hashem to be able to do what he wants to do in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ezah Hashem, we should be zoicha to see a gula achris kireishis with all of the nisim and more like we are muftach. V'vias goyel tzedek, meheri ameinu.
Amen. Amen.